WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather, and here's meteorologist Dan Zarrow. So, Dan, trick-or-treaters are going to have an unusual night tonight.
Yeah, unusual because it's going to be so warm. The warmest Halloween we've seen in at least 5 years, the warmest dry Halloween in about 10 years here across New Jersey. Having said that, this morning is colder than I anticipated. We are in the 30s across almost all of New Jersey, some spots right around the freezing mark. So you will have to bundle up a bit this morning, but we'll have more of that gorgeous sunshine to start. Clouds increase a bit this afternoon, but we are warming up and staying dry today. High temperatures, mid to upper 60s. This afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, it'll be quiet and not as cool as last night. Lows only dip into the mid-50s, and then tomorrow gets even warmer. Lower 70s to kick off November. Skies become mostly cloudy. Chance for an isolated shower at some point tomorrow, and then more scattered rain moves in tomorrow night through the day on Friday. Right now, Trenton 35, Fairlawn 35, and Rahway 37.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Well, if you're starting your holiday shopping and you do a lot of it online, it may cost you more this year. The state needs the revenue. Earlier this year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled states are able to require online retailers to collect sales tax from customers, just like stores in malls and shopping centers do. So, starting tomorrow, if you live in New Jersey and you shop online, you're now going to pay more sales tax for whatever you buy.
John Holub of the Jersey Retail Merchants Association says the new law is a tremendous victory for all Main Street retailers.
For too long, online-only retailers have been exploiting a loophole and using it to their competitive advantage to not collect sales tax, when in fact, a sale is a sale and sales tax is owed.
Rutgers economist James Hughes says the new requirement is expected to generate at least $212 million additional dollars a year for the Garden State, which is good, but
it's not transforming the state's fiscal condition from shaky to solid.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Well, the state expects to collect about $200 million in online sales taxes. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperature is starting out in the 30s and 40s. It'll be a mostly sunny morning, but clouds will increase this afternoon. Still, it'll warm up and stay dry. High temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Those 60s will fall into the 50s for trick-or-treaters as the sun sets later tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be even warmer with high temperatures in the lower 70s, but it looks like rain is going to kick off the weekend. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. A whistleblower lawsuit now connected to the Lakewood welfare cheat scandal. We'll have more on that coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. We got temperatures around the Garden State that are in the 30s and 40s, but we are going to warm up today. Trick-or-treaters' temperatures will probably be in the 60s, but falling into the 50s as the sun goes down. Dan will have more on that and an even warmer weather day tomorrow coming up in just a couple of minutes. As thousands in Pittsburgh's Jewish community begin burying their dead, President Trump encountered hundreds of protesters when he arrived to pay his respects. Funerals were held Tuesday for Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz, Daniel Stein, and Cecil and David Rosenthal. They were among the 11 killed in the shooting rampage at the Tree of Life Synagogue Saturday. These funerals are the first for victims of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Anger from New Jersey transit riders boiling over again last night as a century-old bridge failed again, causing hour-long delays in and out of Penn Station. It was the Portal Bridge that was open for marine traffic around 3:30 in the afternoon, but they couldn't get it closed again until almost 5. And that sent delays of over 90 minutes rippling through the schedule for most of the afternoon rush and well into the evening. Governor Murphy called it unacceptable, but claimed New Jersey Transit is making a lot of progress. No doubt about that, he said. A former investigator who was fired by the state comptroller for allegedly going rogue and letting Lakewood Medicaid cheats repay only a fraction of what they owed during a controversial amnesty program has now filed a whistleblower lawsuit, claiming his dismissal was in retaliation for him simply telling the truth.
Attorney Matt Luber says his client, Andrew Polos, got the boot for revealing top administrators at the Comptroller's Medicaid Fraud Division knew all about the deals given to Medicaid crooks because they signed off on the deals, then lied about it to Comptroller Phil Degnan.
His unlawful termination is just another classic case of retaliation by New Jersey political operatives who, rather than face public scrutiny for their own decisions, terminated our client when he blew the whistle on a cover-up.
A spokesperson for the state comptroller's office says they cannot comment on any litigation that is pending. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A high school football all-star from Manalapan, who went on to coach at the College of New Jersey, has died after his Jeep ran off the road in Mercer County. State police say 37-year-old Donnie Klein was the only one in that Jeep, which veered off Route 195 and hit a tree. They're still investigating and haven't said what caused the accident. A new Eagleton poll finds strong support for legalizing marijuana in New Jersey.
Poll director Ashley Koning says almost 6 in 10 in the poll favor legalization.
New Jerseyans are fully on board with not only marijuana legalization, but also clearing past records of individuals for small amounts of possession, and of course, taxation and regulation.
64% say they wouldn't be bothered if a marijuana-related business opened in their town.
We see, of course, divides by partisanship, some by gender, and of course, by age.
Half of all adults in the poll admit to having tried pot. 1 in 4 say they'd consider using it if it became legal. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Legislation to make recreational marijuana legal has stalled in New Jersey. The issue may not be addressed until after the new year. A state appeals court has thrown out a mother's lawsuit against Rowan University over the suicide of her daughter, and they did so on a technicality. The ruling says Megalese Garaja missed the statutory filing deadline to sue by 17 days and rejected her claim that overwhelming grief over her daughter's death caused that delay. The mother claimed in her suit that Rowan professors and counselors pressured her daughter to withdraw from her graduate program, leading her to take her own life. Throughout the entire month of October, police in New Jersey and Pennsylvania have been tracking a singular suspect they believe was behind a series of bank robberies. On Monday, we brought you law enforcement's tongue-in-cheek description of the man, just hours before they say he was finally caught.
The man with multiple chins, or at least the man officials believe fits that bill, and the many surveillance images taken of him, is 52-year-old Mark Elbaum of Hillsborough, captured in that municipality Monday night, not before two alleged final heists earlier in the day in West Windsor and North Brunswick. It was West Windsor police who came up with that blunt summation of Elbaum's physique, but it was a figure, if not yet a name, that had become familiar to tellers and investigators in Franklin Township, Somerset County, Bridgewater, Flemington, and Bensalem, PA, all since October 1st. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:11. Last week before the midterm elections, President Trump trying to energize his base supporters, rushing out hardline immigration declarations, promises, and actions, trying to mobilize supporters to retain Republican control of Congress. The president insists sending the military to the border, promising to house migrants in tent cities everywhere, and revoking citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to illegals has nothing to do with the elections. New York Giants backup quarterback Kyle Lauletta may still get a chance to play this year if he can clear up some off-field legal issues first. Lauletta was arrested for repeatedly making an illegal left turn as he drove his Jaguar to the practice facility over the last few days. In the latest case, he almost ran over a cop who was working traffic duty. The Giants say they're aware of the arrest and are gathering more information. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. The warm-up continues, but there is rain ahead. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. And Dan, the warm-up continues, but did I see rain in your forecast?
Yeah, and this is a weird thing to say with the warm-up on the way, but this feels like a fall forecast. Not fall weather, but a fall forecast, meaning it's volatile, meaning we've got a little bit of everything. Some warmth, some cool, some rain. No snow in the forecast just yet, but you know that's going to come eventually. We're waking up to clear skies, and because of that, temperatures have fallen even further than I expected. We're seeing mid-30s on average across the state this morning, so certainly a chill in the air. We'll warm up nicely today, mid to upper 60s, above normal for this time of year. Staying dry, sun this morning, some clouds this afternoon. Great weather for trick-or-treaters. Tonight will be partly cloudy, quiet, dry, and not that chilly. Lows only fall to the mid-50s by this time tomorrow morning. Tomorrow gets even warmer, lower 70s. Closer to record highs than normal highs. Skies become mostly cloudy. Could be an isolated shower during the day tomorrow. And then scattered showers arrive tomorrow night. Friday will be the wet day with scattered rain throughout the day, especially early and late. It's still going to be warm on Friday, according to the latest forecast here. Highs in the lower 70s will dry out, clear out, and cool down over the weekend. Not an Arctic blast. Highs still around 60 for Saturday and Sunday. New Jersey First News Time, now 5:15.
Around the state. Around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, tax-free online shopping from New Jersey is ending just in time for holiday shopping. More New Jersey companies have been telling workers we're not going to provide health care benefits next year. In sports, 8 goals from Tampa to beat the Devils last night. Flyers over Anaheim. Rangers win in a shootout. And in the NBA, Philly falls to Toronto.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Bundle up a bit this morning because temperatures are in the 30s across New Jersey. Pretty chilly. We'll see sunshine to start, increasing clouds later on. We'll warm up and stay dry today. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Things are looking great for trick-or-treating time later today. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on a Wednesday morning, midweek point, All Hallows Eve, and if your little ghost or goblin is heading out to collect candy tonight, the weather is going to be pretty nice. In fact, it is going to be one of the warmest trick-or-treating nights we've seen in years, according to our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. Temperatures will be in the 60s, and then as the sun goes down just after 6:30, we'll fall into the 50s. There is good news and bad news when it comes to gasoline prices in the Garden State.
We should see lower prices at the pump in the next week to 10 days, according to Tom Kloza, analyst at Oil Price Information Service.
So people will have a little bit more to spend for a while. I have to warn you that things can change drastically as we get into November and December.
The average price for a gallon of gas is $2.81, but Kloza says don't be surprised if you see the price drop to around $2.50 soon.
After that, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be a typical November and December where the prices continue to slide. I think that worldwide there isn't much safety net for crude oil, and gasoline demand seems to be pretty consistent.
Jen Ursolo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:24. A Rutgers football player has been charged in connection with an alleged plot to commit murder. Middlesex County prosecutors say 22-year-old Isaiah Bullock is charged with 2 counts of attempted murder and conspiracy for initiating, they say, a plot to murder the family members of an acquaintance. Bullock is a junior linebacker from Linden. He's been dismissed from the team, being held at the county lockup pending his initial court appearance. Former Governor Chris Christie is criticizing Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto for declining to join President Trump as he visited the city where 11 people were killed in Saturday's mass shooting at a synagogue. The former governor headlining the state Republican Party's major 2018 midterms rally, he defended the president against critics who say Trump's divisive language has fueled a toxic political environment. Do you know what your home insurance does not cover? Plenty of New Jersey residents have been surprised year after year after dealing with a major loss.
Brick resident John Houston lives nowhere near a body of water, but he says protection against flooding should be an automatic with home insurance. He and his neighbors received no financial reimbursement when torrential rains flooded their retirement community in mid-August.
I think that everybody should just be covered. Just charge everybody $75 a year in the entire country and cover everybody for floods.
According to a new survey, 49% of New Jersey homeowners incorrectly assume their standard home insurance covers them for flood damage. In Ocean County, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:26. Temperatures this morning starting out in the 30s and 40s, going to go into the 60s today, 70s tomorrow, but rain could kick off the weekend. Dan has the full forecast coming up here in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. also coming up at 5:30. If you were hoping to do your holiday shopping tax-free, you will no longer have that option. We'll have that story and business news next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news. Asian markets rising after big American companies reported strong earnings for the third quarter. Yesterday on Wall Street, those earnings reports lifted the major benchmarks as smaller and more U.S.-focused companies, including basic materials makers, showed strong gains. The Dow was up almost 2% at 24,874. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichal is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.